Smile.
90.4 FM.
I believe that there's something at home that you need our help with. What's going on?
Well, I think there's a bit of a kind of, maybe a standoff that there are two ways to pack a dishwasher. There's my way and there's the wrong way. And I kind of don't get why, if you've never ever taken plates out of the front left corner of the dishwasher, why would you put them in there? They go to the back right-hand corner of the dishwasher. He just puts it in where there's a space. And there's no space. There's specific spaces to put your things in the dishwasher.
Apparently so. I mean, who knew there was only one way to pack a dishwasher? My thought is, as long as all the dishes in there and they sort of get clean, that's fine, right?
Right.
I mean, I will admit, Gabby's kind of dishwasher stacking is more like the built tower of Jenga, with mine is more like the Jenga tower's collapsed.
But don't you think that you can streamline the process by sort of dividing the dishwasher into different zones and then you dedicate the different racks to different things?
Are you trying to introduce sort of segregation into a dishwasher?
Lindy, are you?
No.
Sounds like you are.
No, I'm just saying it makes more sense to pack things in their designated compartments.
Why do you get a dishwasher? To save time and effort. Now you want to add more time and effort to the process. That doesn't make any
100%
sense.
100% with you. You put them, the big stuff goes in the bottom, the small stuff goes in the top. Okay, the knives and forks, they're super organized in their neat little basket, and then hit go.
Where it fits, it sits.
Let's see what your kids have to say.
Hi, I'm Michael. I'm 11.
Hi, I'm Matthew. I'm 8 years old.
Does Dad pack the dishwasher wrong?
Well, I don't know, but according to Mum, he does it wrong.
What does Dad do better than Mom around the house?
He sorts out arguments better, and then he also takes out the bin, and, well, he does Afrikaans homework, hunts mosquitoes.
I can tell you the dishwasher saga is a known thing between spouses. I know for a fact that if I go to my parents' house for a braai or anything like that, once we've finished the meal, we put all the plates and everything into the scullery area, and my dad will pack that dishwasher. He is a mechanic, electrician, and an ex-Navy diver. And I tell you, if anybody else tries to pack that dishwasher in any other way, my dad will unpack it and repack it. So the dishwasher thing is a thing.
Op 'n skottelgoedwasser word op een manier gepak, my way or no way. Pabakkies vir die pabakkies, groot borde aan die linkerkant, klein bordjies aan die regterkant. En jou lepel, die utensil dingetjie pak jy soos wat jy eet. Jou vurke in die linkerkant, lepels in die middel, messe aan die regterkant.
That type of argument exists. You know what? Don't use the dishwasher. Get one person to wash up, another person to dry off, and then you can have a nice bonding session over there to decide whether you want to use the dishwasher or not.
No, not hand washing, sorry.
You're not hand washing. Because I was going to say, it could be like a spa day for the two of you. One of you gets to put your hands in the warm water and another person gets to towel off. I mean, what do you think? Like a little mini honeymoon in the kitchen?
Nope, certainly not. One, our kitchen is far too small. And two, the second you put your hand in soapy water, your nose itches. So you have to dry your hands, scratch your nose, and you're going to wash your hands again. No. The dishwasher's there for a reason. It saves marriages. But in every partnership, there's somebody who packs it like a master, and the other person packs it like a squirrel on tick. So,
A squirrel. Okay, well, thank you. Thanks, Gabby. I tried to give you a solution here from Eugene. I guess it's a hard no from you. All I can say is good luck in the kitchen.
Smile Breakfast.
Smile Breakfast.
6 tot 9.
6 tot 9.
With Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.